I'm your host, Carrie Arata, Akashic Records reader, psychic sleuth, and spiritual guide. And this is The Infinite Dance, the Akashic Podcast. We ask for guidance from the Universal Spirit Creator, our angels and our spirit guides, to move from soul to subconscious, from subconscious to conscious being to higher self. We request protect a conduit to the realm of the highest good, aligned only to light, so that we may raise our frequencies for the good of all beings, and so that we may step back to see and to be. We do request 100% connection to source and 100% gold cord at heart chakra. Thanks, humility, grace, and love. So mote it be. Well, hello. Thank you for joining me. As I promised last episode, that we were going to talk about soul loss and how that looks individually and how that looks globally for what is going on in our world. And of course, we're going to relay it to Palestine and Israel and have that Akashic view, right, of the atrocious events we are seeing go on and having to navigate through. And this is to understand so that it doesn't continue. I want to be very clear about that. We need to know history so that it doesn't repeat. That's why we study history. That's why I study souls' histories. We don't want the things that aren't to our highest benefit to continue. And we definitely don't want things to continue that aren't for the highest benefit of our world, right? Because remember, we're all a part of the big universe. We're all connected, and that's how we were made, right? To be connected and learn how to interact with each other. Okay, so let's get into it. What is soul loss? So our souls have 614 different facets to them, and we want all facets of our soul with us at all times. So whether we're in a human body, a starseed being, we want those facets within us so we can thrive and do all the things that we're supposed to do in a lifetime. So how do they get lost? From trauma, from ongoing trauma. And we usually find that our soul's facets get lost to cope or by affiliation. And why do we want all the facets within us? Well, when we don't have all those facets with us, and I just got an image of like, you know, we want all cinders firing to make something work, right? So if you're missing one of those or you're missing multiple of those, it's not going to be able to function as effectively. So when they don't all function effectively, you know, we can have an easier time to, and we've all experienced this to some level, repeat the stories that aren't great for us, right? Or repeat behaviors that aren't great for us too. So we either will use a coping mechanism to deal with soul loss, or how this is how the soul facets get lost, or it's by our affiliation. So here's some examples. So our soul's facets will be lost by affiliation in instances like I was married or I was born into a mob family, right? And I made poor decisions with picketing okay? Or I watched somebody be killed, or I watched somebody be tortured, okay? For the sake of maintaining family status quo, okay? So that's one way, and also through the military, right? Through the military, we're going to get into the IDF, so Israeli Defense Forces. Israelis are bred to be in the military, and we have all taken an oath at one point in a lifetime to kill, but that's an oath to kill. So anybody that does that is taking an oath to kill, but especially when it's to eradicate people, your neighbors, okay? In a very direct way. There has to be some soul facets lost to have this happen. And the soul could have come in with a bunch of soul facets lost, right? So this clicked. It was the same frequency, right? Another example, a soul facets can get lost is to cope. Okay, so let's say you have undergone verbal, physical, sexual abuse by a parent, family member, partner, husband, wife, and you're using it to cope with the abuse that's happening, to live, essentially, right? I don't want to continue to get beat, so I will give over, right, some of my soul facets in order to cope with this. Because, you know, it's not like you have a choice. So this isn't choice, right? But to stay in the situation, your soul's not functioning in its most thriving state, right? It's continuing to tell itself a crap story to stay in that. And we've all been there. So this is no judgment. This is, you know, what happens. And again, a lot of times these can be a slow burn. It's not like somebody's threatening your life, right? It could be a slow burn verbal abuse, meaning it's not like they're calling you bad names, but there's no support for your gifts. Okay. So that can also be. And when we cope, we lose some soul facets. So the percentage of soul facet loss, it depends on the extent of the abuse, how long the participation, and I'm putting that in quotes, right? Because there's a give and a take happening. I'm not saying somebody agreed to a participation in said trauma. Okay, so currently the soul loss we're seeing at a global level. So let's take these principles and apply them to a global level, okay, and how it's happened over the years. And we're going to stick to this century because, history of our world is a lot. And we're going to focus, of course, on Palestine because the genocide is still continuing today. And, if we go back to, when the Balfour Declaration began, right, or was put into place. And so this is 1917. The British promised the Jews the decline of Palestine. And they promised the Arab nations they would stand by them if they stood up against the Ottoman Empire. And of course, we know this did not come true. And Palestine at the time was made up of Arabs who were Muslim, Christian, and actually a small amount of Jews. And to touch on that, the first Palestinian man I met was Catholic. So, this is, again, not about religion. This is about apartheid, genocide, and the imperialism that we've seen go on for centuries, right? But this is all affecting what we have going on. And Zionism was introduced by Theodor Herzl. He wrote a book about it, and it was not just about leaving Europe, because he was in Europe at this time, but to have their own country. Okay, I get it. You know, like, yeah, why wouldn't you want your own country, right? But the reason to take over Palestine and to like give Palestine to the Jews, there was some like really absurd ideas around that. The prime minister of Britain at the time, Lloyd George, said, well, having Jewish people in Palestine will bring Jesus back. Like, I think that's a great idea to have Jesus come back. But really? You think imperialism was part of Jesus's plan? I mean, that's cuckoo pants, right? That's not even anything about what he stood for or did. And Palestinians, through this process, never got asked about their land. They never got asked, hey, what sounds like a good plan to you? They just get told, and England just consulted with the Zionists about it. So 1936 comes, there was a strike and many people were killed. 250,000 Palestinians had to be removed so that the Zionists had somewhere to go. I mean, they had to move these people out. Where are you? You can't live on top, right? They had to move them out. And they told Palestine that they would gain independence in 10 years. Holy heck. Then, okay, we're scooching a little bit forward here. World War II happens, and we know how devastating that was. And it was a pivotal time for Palestine. Six million Jews were killed in Nazi death camps in Germany. 6 million. I mean, just atrocious, right? I mean, to look at another person and torture them and kill them, and especially in a slow way, right? Starving them, torturing them. You've got to have, like, there's probably not much of your soul left, facets left, right? We're talking about a Hitler and people that engaged in the behavior in Nazi Germany. Palestinians had no administration and they had no military. And the UN partitioned a Jewish state. But the British rejected this whole situation. It's kind of like they've been going through the war, right? And their military was probably exhausted. So they kind of just were like, all right, you deal with it, right? I'm kind of done. But then on April 9th, 1948, there was the Deir Yassin massacre. And 750,000 Palestinians were either emigrated, had to flee, or were expulsed. And this is what is called the Nakba in Arabic, which means catastrophe. And that leads us to, well, I'm jumping ahead a little bit. The UN declared Palestinians refugees to be let back home, but they never were. Okay, after this expulsion. And in 1967, Israel occupied Gaza, which means they had no rights. Palestinians had no rights, no citizenship, and no independence. I mean, this is absurd, right? It's absurd. So they wanted the land, but they didn't want to have anything to do with the people in the land. Let's just get rid of them. So this is where we are today, right? And this is how we're seeing how this apartheid started, right, 75 years ago. And remember, apartheid is a policy or system of segregation or discrimination on grounds of race. Okay, we don't want you. You're Palestinian. We don't want you here. Genocide, right? And we can use these terms with this because this is the definition of what we have going on. Genocide, the deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation or ethnic group with the aim of destroying that nation or group. I mean, Palestine is being destroyed in front of our eyes. And the sole facet loss of the people, killing people trying to get food, is exponential. That there has to be, there can't be a full functioning soul in that human form. The integrity is gone. Integrity tells us to not kill each other, right? These are basic things, you know, don't harm, don't kill people. And so once you decide you can do that, it's beyond affiliation. It's beyond coping. If you're taking any kind of a pleasure in this, and there's plenty of videos you can find on YouTube of older Israeli military men laughing about how many Palestinians they killed. Wow. I just, because you want that land. No, never okay at all. And so another way this affects globally, right? We're seeing this global, or this, sorry, mass amount of people with soul facets lost that are committing these atrocities, right? The Israelis that are committing the atrocities against Palestinians. And we're seeing micro or mini soul loss that's happening, and these happen a little bit slower, although the timelines have jumped so much in the past 3 years that it's settling in quicker, and that's why it's even harder. Like for me in particular, I have a really hard time with people who it's over there. It's not my problem. That doesn't work for me. And if you have that attitude, I probably won't want to sit next to you for a very long time to engage, because it's so foreign for me. When I think about us as a group, as a world, and how we're all connected, that makes no sense, right? So I'm not going to want to engage a ton, because I'm not sure what you're going to want to, what's going to come out of your mouth. Or, you know, it's almost like getting, you know, you see killing happening on your phone, you see the genocide happening on your phone, and then you hear somebody say, I don't care, or not my problem. And it's like it's happening. It just keeps happening. You know, I don't know what I don't know how these Palestinians are even functioning. And my heart goes out to every one of them that are having to you know, breathe amongst such terror, that they're going through. And okay, so another aspect too, when you are trying to do what is right and, you know, live. I'm trying to live, I'm trying to raise my family, go to work, go to school, make whatever, life things, right? When you're trying to do life things And people are basically trying to kill you. There's a level of soul loss, but not, it's different when it's coming from, I'm trying to survive. When things are done to you that you don't want done, okay, whether you're a single human or a group of people, it's not like you've lost a ton of your facets in order to be in that situation, because you're still trying to come from integrity. And I'm getting shown the image, and I'll post it on socials in the Infinite Dance, but I posted it the other day, but so I'll refer to it. There's a picture of Muslims praying to their blown up mosque, you know, in front of their mosque, as Abdallah likes to call the mosque. They're praying still, right? So they're still coming around to kindness. And light, right? Because when we come together to pray, we raise that frequency to a light frequency. And that's the beauty of large amounts of people praying. And if you've ever been in an area where there's mass amounts of prayer happening, not just like in a church or a mosque, but when you are around that many people in prayer. I had the pleasure of being in Egypt during Ramadan in 2022, and to hear and witness that much prayer over a whole area was uplifting, and I felt a sense of safety too. I felt safe. So I'll refer to that picture of them praying, which, you know, they're upholding integrity of soul, right? How can I come back to prayer? How can I come to kindness? Because when you have nothing left, what will you do, right? If somebody's taken everything from you, you know, your family, your home, your income, I hope this episode has helped to explain what soul facet loss is and how we're interacting with it right now. Okay. Somebody who can kill at will, a human, is experiencing mass soul loss. Okay. Stand in, so much lower frequency vibration, right, to that. And people that are having atrocities done to them, like Palestinians, there is soul facets that are lost, but not their integrity is still there. And again, when we tell our soul, I'm going to make the right choice, right? I'm going to, I was at the grocery store the other, this is very tiny, but this is just a small example. I was at the grocery store and I had something and I was like, you know, I really don't want this. So as he was ringing, so I said, I don't want that. You can put that to the side. I don't want to pay for it. Well, when he's bagging up my groceries, he went to put that item that I didn't pay for in my bag. And I said, oh no, you know, I didn't pay for that. And he's like, oh, you're so honest. And I'm like, well, I'm sure I would get sick if I ate that thing that I knew I didn't pay for. So we just have to make those choices. And don't think the smallest choice doesn't resonate out to the bigger picture. Okay. And when you do make those conscious little choices, like at the grocery store, they resonate out and it's going to be how you interact with all things. Around you. I don't know how to not apply integrity in every part of the li of life, right? Or it doesn't just stop, I'm not going to have integrity for my family. I'm going to have integrity whoever I'm around. So it doesn't just stop. So I hope that makes a lot of sense. We'll probably get into some generational curses. Down the road, I'm not sure if it's going to be next episode. I know we've talked about them before, but we will talk about what that looks like to have somebody curse you, right? And how that can play out in a lifetime and/or lifetimes. And then, of course, we're going to apply it to global, because there's just no not involving all of us in everything that's happening. Don't forget what's happening in Palestine right now, can happen anywhere. And don't think because somebody was given the okay, right, to kill that they're going to stop at one group of people. I mean, what makes them not do it to whoever they come across that they don't think should have a land or have a home? I mean, this is to me common sense, right? I come to these conclusions because my brain says that's the next thing to happen. But ceasefire now, permanently, free Palestine. And please continue to look and study and know this history so that it cannot continue to repeat. It has to end for good. There's no reason for it to go on besides imperialistic, capitalistic, reasons. That's it. That is it. And that's no reason for this kind of atrocities and killings to continue to happen. So, with that said, continue to peel back the layers of your multifaceted soul. 614 facets, we want them all. And continue to ask yourselves and each other, may I have this dance?